Well, we're going to start off with a very important tip this morning.
Yes,
now
because
joining
it's
us,
Wednesday.
This is really important. Now joining us is Dr. Leah McNeil, who joins us every Wednesday, but her tip today is very important. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
I was so excited to see your tip because actually my grandson's school, in his class of 22, 10 are already out.
Yeah, it's major.
That's a lot.
The flu, the
We don't know what it is.
Whatever,
I mean, nobody's saying what it is, why they're out.
Well, it's also, there's the panic isn't wanted to be created, but there are a lot of people out there with the flu right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the main flu that's going around is the H1N1 or swine flu.
Right.
As it's called. And it's such a, it's so epidemic right now, and it's not the end of the world that it is, but people are panicking.
Right.
And where's the vaccine? And you know, can I get this? And I don't have insurance, and I can't get Tamiflu. And there's just a lot of panic that I've been hearing at my office.
Yes.
And there's some really cheap things to do. And you've heard me say time and time and time again about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's really surprising, though, when you start to talk about it, how much, because we just had one of the people works with us. She got sick, and I said, Dr. Aaliyah said double it. Well, I want you to talk about this, because I'm like, we're going to send it out in our newsletter. I really want to emphasize what you're saying today, because I think it is really, really important.
It's that we're so deficient. It's like one of the number one deficiencies that we have. There was even a news report about the number of children that are deficient in vitamin D across the U.S.
I believe, why not? Why would it be any different?
It's around the world. It's not just like here where we don't get sun.
Right.
But it's everywhere. And right now with cold and flu season, regardless of swine flu or whatever, just cold and flu season, increasing your vitamin D is going to be paramount to really helping your immune system. Now, first of all, if you're not taking vitamin D, please start.
Mm-hmm.
For adults, 4,000 to 5,000 units a day is what I recommend. I used to be conservative when I was on, when I was telling a tip on the radio, and I'd say 2,000 a day. But now I'm like, you know what? Everyone is so deficient. 4,000 to 5,000.
Well, especially now it's winter. There's no sun.
Exactly.
Right now it's really
Look outside. It's dark and gloomy.
We don't even have any light.
No.
Well, and even now, even if you are in the sun right now during this time of year,
you don't get
vitamin D.
Yes,
right.
Far enough away that it's not going to help
So what you're saying is, because both Rochelle and I are on 5,000, and I think I shared with you last time, I'd been on 5,000 quite a bit, and then I was tested again, and I was still only at 50 was the reading,
mm-hmm.
which is not high.
No, the upper range is 100, and they're even talking about shifting that to 150.
See? Really?
So if you're only at 50, this time of year, I want people around 80. I want them up higher.
So should I take more, Dr. Leah?
Well, and you, and along with a lot of other my patients, mm-hmm. I'm saying take, for about a week out of the month, take 10,000 a day, and then go back to your 5,000.
Because
I love
that.
That's a good tip.
Good tip.
But if you get sick,
yes,
you are going to double or even triple your dose. In fact, quadruple. I mean, I'm serious. It's like for adults, I'm saying take 10,000 twice a day for like 3 to 4 days when you're sick. Obviously, if you're vomiting, you can't do that.
No.
But with most of the symptoms of this particular flu, there's not vomiting involved. It's just you just feel crappy.
Yeah.
So if you can take like 10,000 units, at least 10,000 units a day, but 10,000 units twice a day
mm-hmm.
for about 3 to 4 days.
Twice a day?
Yeah, I think as adults, I that would be fine because people are so deficient that it takes a long time for it to get built up. I've had people on 10,000 a day for a month
mm-hmm.
before when I've drawn their levels and they've been really low, and they've mm-hmm. only come up at 20 points.
Exactly. So what you're saying is if we're now currently, let's say, on 5,000, should I, for a week anyway, take 5,000 in the morning and 5,000 in the evening with food? With food.
I want to
emphasize that for a week out of the month or
For about a week out of the month when you're feeling good.
So separate your dosage. Don't take it all at one time is what you're saying.
And I didn't realize that, Dr. Leah. I always thought vitamin D was taken in the morning, but you're saying twice a day.
Well, it's just with the meal.
With the meal.
I do have some people taking it 2 in the morning and 2 at night.
Oh,
if they're sick.
And it won't hurt you, won't keep you awake, won't do any of that.
No, it's like vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, and vitamin K are all fat-soluble vitamins.
Okay.
Now, so they all, if you're not digesting fat well, you don't absorb them
now,
as well.
I really want to tell people, this is important, Dr. Lee, you can't just go to a drugstore and buy vitamin D.
Well, you can,
okay,
actually.
Well, tell them, though, what kind of vitamin D. I mean,
well, you want to get D3, which
see?
I think the majority of D out there nowadays, because of all
D3?
The research, is
okay.
D3. It's also
okay.
called cholecalciferol. But D3 is much easier to remember.
Right.
There are doses you can find at 1,000, 2,000 units, you know, mm-hmm. per pill or per drop.
Right.
Sometimes,
you know, I have to tell
more.
You that the drops are difficult. I have drops for my grandson, and I can't tell how much is coming out. It's really
put
hard.
Put it in a spoon.
Put it in a
spoon.
Oh, well, God, why didn't I think of that? For heaven's sake.
And actually, speaking of kids, for all kids under 3, give them 1,000 units a day.
Right.
Daily. When they're sick, you can easily double or even triple that for a few days. For kids 3 and, you know, like 3 to about when they're about 100 pounds, you know,
right.
whenever that is.
Right.
I say 2,000 a day.
Right.
My son, who's 8, I give him during the wintertime, I give him 3,000 a day.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
And it's so good for their bones. It's
I
helps
know.
With bone density. And it's good for the immune system. It's anti-inflammatory. I mean, it
okay,
has so
well,
many benefits.
That's what I wanted to ask, Dr. Leah, because you are a very large proponent. We know you changed the world on everybody listening about vitamin D, and we're so grateful to you about this. So what I want to know is, because you believe so highly on vitamin D, do we back off on vitamin C, or do we still keep 1,000 milligrams of vitamin
no,
C?
They have different effects.
Okay.
Vitamin D is actually kind of a steroid hormone for the immune system. It's not for the muscles that makes you big. It's
okay.
Like it has that effect on the immune system. Vitamin C is an antihistamine. It's for allergies. It has a different effect on the immune system. Your immune system is just not one thing. It's like several layers.
Mm-hmm.
Of stuff. And so vitamin C continue on that for sure.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've heard forever until now from you that when we get sick, double up on vitamin C.
Right.
I
yeah.
used to take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C when I was getting a cold, but I never found that really worked that well, that it stopped the cold. So
it might stop the inflammation a little bit. You know,
okay.
it has more of an antihistamine effect, so
mm-hmm.
it can be good for allergies. But people will take vitamin C in the form of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
And orange juice actually can increase mucus production.
Oh.
So I tell people when they have a cold, don't drink milk and don't drink orange juice.
Oh, that's so funny.
Drink
and
water.
They're like, but orange juice has vitamin C.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, a red bell pepper has more vitamin C than a glass of orange juice. So go chew on that.
Well, this is really
this
important.
Was a great tip, Dr. Leah. Everybody, if you even feel anything,
yeah, just
double up on your
yes,
vitamin D.
Easily.
Yeah. And
easily.
If you're not taking it, go out and get some.
Start
oh, right,
now.
Right now.
Right now.
I wish they were handing them out at school. You know,
it's such a cheap vitamin.
I mean,
it's inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
and God forbid it ever go up high, you know, get expensive, and the drug companies get a hold of it or something. And by the way, people will come in. I have patients that come in that are on 50,000 units a day. But given to them by their, not a day, a week, given to them by their medical doctor. And it's a pill. It's like a 50,000 unit pill.
Oh, wow.
I have not seen that be as effective as daily dosing with vitamin D.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Because when I've drawn their blood, they're like, oh, yeah, I've been on this for a couple months, you know, on the 50,000.
Wow.
Once a week, and I'll check their blood, and it's not as high.
Doesn't that seem, that just seems out of whack.
Seems a little too much to put
yeah.
it through your
well,
liver.
It's like blat. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, that sounds really, really...
Dr. Leah, guys.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
That was good, Dr. Leah. Well, listen, give out your information so our listeners can, in fact, talk to you about vitamin D.
Get their blood drawn.
Get the blood drawn.
Yeah,
go see Dr. Leah.
Go buy it
she's
from...
She's got the best
vitamin
D. Vitamin That's
D,
where
too.
I get mine from. I don't go to the drugstore. Ugh. I go to Dr. Leah. Dr. Leah takes care of me for my vitavitamins. Go ahead, Dr. Leah. Give it out.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr.
Fabulous.
Leah.
Thanks. Have a great day.